And if it is Friday morning, approximately 6:45, because that's about as close as we get, Jamie Beckler, Beckler on Business, at Coach Beckler on Twitter, comes up with some cogent comments in 140 characters or less. CoachBeckler.com is the website. His book it's just, where are you with your book, Jamie, in the top 10 in basketball books? The Leadership Playbook, theleadershipplaybook.com. Are you still in the top 10?
No, I'm hanging around like 12, 13 now.
Okay. So you're still in a playoff position, but...
We're fighting for a playoff position still.
Or as Jim Morrow would say, playoffs? Playoffs? I just want to win another game.
We'd love to be higher. You know, we'd love to still be number two like we were for a little bit, for a few days. But, I'm fine. And the other thing is Amazon doesn't take into account all the team orders. So that comes right through our distributor. So, you know, all the teams that are buying for their whole, all their players, that doesn't get accounted for Amazon.
We got to talk a little bit about accountability today. And it's in the area of communications. We know earlier this week in the world of sports, not surprising, a communication snafu occurred. We're not talking about quarterbacks to wide receivers. We're not talking about, I thought you were covered too deep. It's not my fault they just gave up an 82-yard touchdown. I thought I had help. And it seems like ESPN needs a little help right now because one of their hosts, Jermaine Hill, made a very unflattering comment about Mr. Trump and his political persuasions. And it, of course, set off a firestorm, not surprisingly, from the White House on the Twitter sphere. And then after that, there's varying reports about what did or didn't happen, except to say that the host is still on the air and the topic has not been really discussed. Except in the issue of the broader context of workplace communication. Now, you're a leadership trainer. You've worked with professional sports organizations. You have to keep it, for obvious reasons, confidential. But is this as much of a problem outside of social media as I think it is? And what are some of the things you talk about in your leadership training, Jamie Beckler, in the area of communication?
Well, this situation has some interesting dynamics because typically myself and other leadership trainers will talk about how everything you do represents your company. Everything you do, you know, you'll see, you know, you joked about my Twitter account or other people's Facebook accounts, and you'll see sometimes people will have on their Twitter or their Facebook, they'll say, my reviews don't necessarily represent my company, that kind of stuff, which really is not worth writing because you are always representing your company. You're always representing the people you work for. Now, the thing is, what makes this an interesting dynamic is Jemele Hill, when she made those comments, it may just represent some of the principles and some of the beliefs of her company, which is probably why that she wasn't suspended or why she was not reprimanded really for that. So it brings up an interesting point, you know. What are you allowed to say if your bosses and if your company believes that? Now, I go further. I go a little deeper, and I think that, you know, you're always representing yourself, and you're always trying to represent your argument. So in Jemele Hill's case, she is certainly adamantly against President Trump. Well, when you're adamantly against something, what you're wanting to try to figure out or what you're wanting to try to do with your argument is you're wanting to try to use rational logic. You want to put yourself in a better light than the other person. That's what you're trying to do when you're communicating your point of view, is that you're better than this other person. But when you use hate speech, when you use when you curse someone out, when you're name calling, when you're resorting to really extreme generalizations, then what you do is you put yourself in a position where you're no better than the person that you're trying to criticize. And so I think that's what Jemele Hill did, is she ended up, you know, trying to criticize somebody, but using the same language, putting herself in the same boat as that person. So it's essentially like the old adage of never wrestle with a mud or never wrestle with a pig in a mud because both of you like it. It also goes back to the other saying I used to hear was never argue with a fool because people might not know the difference. So if you don't like somebody, but then you look like a fool arguing with them, then it's going to be hard for you to prove that you're the better man or hard to prove that your argument's rational. So Jemele Hill did not, I don't think she went about it the right way. But, you know, she has a lot of fans, and there's a lot of fans on both sides of this argument.
As we take a look at this, Jamie, we got about 90 seconds left. If we're trying to avoid, I remember Lincoln said it was better to be silent and thought a fool than open your mouth and confirm it. I know I'm paraphrasing. What do you tell people to do when they're fairly certain the company policy is going to be interpreted in favor of the company? Is this the time when they have to either put up or shut up?
I think so. And you see a lot of this because everybody on social, you know, so many people are on social media. This is the new beer goggles. You know, people feel like they can say anything, or the beer muscles, you know, they get on social media and they feel like they can say anything without repercussion. But the thing is, you're still representing yourself and you don't want to look like an idiot, and you want to look like you're the rational one. And, you know, Jemele Hill, the stuff that she said, it was just very, first of all, some of it was untrue. But even if it was true, some of the stuff was true, she looked very immature with what she said. But then on the flip side, the White House kind of looked immature when they come back and fire back. So you're always representing yourself, and you're always trying to represent that you're the mature one in the argument. And unfortunately, with Twitter right now, a lot of people aren't representing that they're mature. They're just name-calling, and they're just acting immature. And when you resort to emotion and when you resort to name-calling, you've pretty much lost the argument.
Well, as always, Jamie Beckler, at Coach Beckler on Twitter, where he is 140 characters of responsibility every time he posts.
We try.
Coach Beckler, as I said, on Twitter, coachbeckler.com. The Leadership Playbook, a book for middle school and high school and college athletes. Till next week, Coach, thanks so much for joining us, and keep those tweets coming because we like them.
Thanks, Ollie.
Bye-bye now.